This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by the fully remodeled and expanded Walmart Museum, a family-friendly experience featuring interactive displays on the history of Walmart, Walton's Five and Dime, and the Spark Cafe Soda Fountain. Located on the square in downtown Bentonville and open daily until 9 p.m., including Sundays. 277-8493. Or Facebook.com/Walmart Museum for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, if you've been the victim of a violent crime, you may be due more than justice. We speak with the director of the Arkansas Crime Reparations Board to find out the steps to take in order to receive monetary compensation.
And how a dream and a wooden sign were catalysts for a home to help girls learn the skills needed to become self-sufficient women.
Those stories and more, but first, advocates of access to pre-K education gained a major supporter yesterday. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross announced his plan, if elected, to offer pre-K to every four-year-old in the state over the course of the next 10 years. Ross's proposed income-based rates would mean free access for families of three, making $60,000 a year or less. Speaking at Fair Park Early Childhood Center in Little Rock, Ross said the investment of $37 million a year will pay dividends.
Children who attend high-quality pre-K are less likely to be held back a grade, less likely to need special education or remediation, and more likely to graduate high school. They also have higher earnings as adults and are less likely to become dependent on welfare or involved with the criminal justice system.
Ross says the existing state-funded pre-K program doesn't have the capacity to serve the demand for early childhood education.
The bottom line is this: no child in Arkansas should ever be on a waiting list for pre-K. Over the last few decades, we have made great progress in expanding access to pre-K, but funding has been flatlined since 2008, and we are running the risk of getting left behind.
Efforts to increase pre-K funding by just $2 million, taken from a $125 million surplus fund, failed this fiscal session. But Ross says, as governor, he could work with the legislature to find the initial investment. GOP contender Asa Hutchinson says he also wants more funding for pre-K, but says Ross's plan does not address fiscal restraints.
Revenue numbers released yesterday show tax collections more than $43 million above forecast. John Shelnut, an economist with the Department of Finance and Administration, says key areas showed significant change compared to the previous month and same time period last year.
Results were significantly impacted by a rebound in sales and use tax compared to a year ago and versus forecast. And then primarily the components of individual income tax compared to forecast. That was the main driver, and that added $22 million.
Shelnut says collections for some taxes were up, while refund results saved the state money.
The major story occurred in individual income tax components, but we saw other good news by way of sales tax and probably a pattern story in refunds that fell in March. It doesn't necessarily say what will happen in April.
The state is now more than $78 million above forecast at this point in this fiscal year. That began in July. Total general revenue in March totaled more than $386 million.
A Lowell clinic is receiving a little help today with its operating costs. According to the City Wire, the Arkansas Children's Hospital Foundation Clinic this morning received $25,000 from Tyson Foods to help defray operating costs. Last year, the clinic provided about $500,000 in medical assistance for families in need.
The Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department is holding meetings across the state to update its bicycle and pedestrian transportation plan. The next meeting will be held at 6 tonight at the Sam's Club Community Room of Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. According to the Highway Department, the meetings are designed to gather public input to update policies and best practices into the plan, which was originally produced in 1998. The plan's update comes after Arkansas last year moved up 13 spots from last place in a survey by the League of American Bicyclists that ranked bicycle-friendly states across the country.
The Northwest Arkansas metro area has again been ranked among the top locations in the country for business. In its list of 100 leading locations for 2013, the publication Area Development ranked the Northwest Arkansas area 44th overall and 18th among mid-sized cities for setting up a new business location. The metro area also ranked 18th for economic strength factors among mid-sized cities.
The Razorback baseball team yesterday finished its two-game series at home against Nebraska with a 6-4 loss. Arkansas is now 18-11 on the season. Their five-game home stretch continues tonight, weather permitting, when they open a three-game series against the number one-ranked team in the country, South Carolina.
And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals begin their season on the road tonight. The Nats will play three games in Frisco, Texas, then three games in Midland before the team's home opener against the Frisco Rough Riders 1 week from today.
80% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows from the lower 40s in Northwest Arkansas to mid-40s for the Arkansas River Valley. Sunshine tomorrow, highs from 58 to 63. Mostly clear tomorrow night, lows from 30 to 38.